My name is Sunita. In this tutorial, we will see how to test your application with WebMatrix. This is another scenario the App Gallery team reviews when an application is submitted to the gallery. Now let's see what you will need to begin. You will need the latest version of Web Platform Installer, the latest version of WebMatrix, and a custom feed for your application that you need to test. The custom feed creation will not be discussed in this tutorial, but you can check out the video on testing an application for IIS on how to create a custom feed. Now let's go ahead and load a custom feed in Web Platform Installer. Launch Web Platform Installer and click on Options. Under Custom Feeds, enter the path of your custom feed. Click on Add Feed. Under Web Server, select IIS Express to install onto WebMatrix. Your application will be visible under Sample Applications tab. Add your application to the install queue and continue with the install process. Click on I Accept. The application that I'm testing supports a database and allows you to create a database and set up a user for the database. Hence, you can see a database name, username, and password generated for the application. Make a note of the database name, username, and password. Now click on Finish and WebMatrix should be launched. Now WebMatrix has created a site for your application. The URL of your application is visible in the dashboard. You can run the application. You can continue to test your application and its functionality once it has been successfully installed on WebMatrix. In this case, the application created a database and configured the application before setting up the site. Once this is completed, I can view my site. Now in WebMatrix, you need to also test if the database is accessible from within WebMatrix. This is applicable to all applications that support a database. Click on the Database tab and make sure you can see the database and you should be able to access all the content of that database. The next scenario on WebMatrix is publishing to a remote site. Click on the Remote tab and click on Settings. You can manually enter the settings. For the purpose of this tutorial, I will be using a published profile. We need to test with WebDeploy as a protocol for publishing to the remote site. We do not test using the FTP protocol. Now validate the connection. This will make sure that your WebMatrix can actually access the remote site. Once this is done, click on Save. Now we can actually publish the application. So click on Publish. A Publish Compatibility dialog will appear. This basically checks if you can actually publish your current site on WebMatrix to your remote site. For example, does it have the right database available? Does it have the right set of frameworks available in order to publish it to the remote site? Click on Continue. You can see that WebMatrix checked the remote site to see if it is compatible with your current site on WebMatrix. Now click on Continue if everything looks good. In Publish Preview, you can see the content that will be published. In this case, all the file content as well as the database selected for being published. Click on Continue. You can view the log of the publishing process in WebMatrix at the status bar shown below. Once publishing is successful, you can click on this link to view the remote site and see if your site was published successfully. Now you can see that the application was published successfully. It is to make sure the state of your application is maintained when you publish it to the remote site. For example, if you have a page X on your local site, you must see the same page X on your remote site after publishing it. We have now completed the publishing scenario on WebMatrix. The last scenario to test is downloading the remote site content back to your local site on WebMatrix. Now let's go back to WebMatrix. Under the remote tab, click on download. The download preview dialog will give you the list of files or the database that will be downloaded from the remote site back to your local site. Click on continue to download. You can view the status of the downloading process in the status bar for WebMatrix. You can click on open log file to view the log. Once the remote site has been completely downloaded onto your local site, you can click on this link to view your local site. Now you can see that your local site is in the same state as your remote site. And that's it. We have completed all the scenarios for WebMatrix.